here at the Cattle Industry Convention. I attended Pfizer's media breakfast, which has kind of become an annual event, I think, here at the convention. And with me, I am speaking with
Dr. Mike Nichols.
With Dr. Mike Nichols, and you had an interesting topic. We got a lot of tables here and different topics, but yours I thought was very interesting, especially involving students. So tell me a little bit about how you're supporting bringing together students into the farm.
A year ago, Pfizer Cattle Business made the determination to support the veterinary profession, and specifically in trying to encourage students to take a look at and choose food animal practice, and specifically bovine practice, for students to spend their career in. And so we developed an externship program for first and second year veterinary students at all the colleges across the United States. This was directed at first and second year students in an effort to get them experience and exposure to food animal practice. And so we sponsored a total of 78 students on the new bovine externship program that we created last year to go out, and they did go out last summer, in the summer of 2009, and spent 4 weeks at either a veterinary practice with a local veterinarian in a practice mentoring them and showing them what the rural lifestyle, mixed practice, and bovine practice entails. And so we had tremendous feedback from both the students who participated and their exposure to livestock production and bovine practice, as well as from the veterinarians who served as the mentors. And there were a tremendous number of veterinarians who did an excellent job of mentoring these students. And we will continue that program in 2010. We're going back to each college, and our goal is to have another 78 students that are out in veterinary practices this summer.
So how did you select, or how did the veterinarians become involved then?
All of the veterinarians with Pfizer veterinary operations have relationships at each of the individual schools of veterinary medicine. Those students were selected through an application process that involved both faculty at the school as well as Pfizer veterinary operations veterinarians. And then we also have, of course, strong relationships with practicing veterinarians who are customers of Pfizer and who we have existing longstanding relationships. And we knew those veterinarians who have a history of being mentors to students, and that encompasses a large percentage of the veterinary community. And so we went and asked those veterinarians to serve as mentors, and had a tremendous response, and have even others that now they're aware are willing to and anxious to serve as mentors to the students.
Well, it just sounds like a great program, and like when in our discussion table you were talking about how it kind of opened the eyes of some of these students who haven't had that exposure to a rural lifestyle, for one thing. And how would you say, I know it's been only 1 year, but any prediction in terms of how this is going to affect the outcome of end result when they graduate, of, you know, going ahead and continuing to go into the business?
I feel very confident from the feedback we've gotten just from last year that there will be a significant number of these students who make a career change, that they entered veterinary school with no knowledge or plans to go into food animal practice. Now, I'm a little hesitant to put a number on that, but even beyond that, for those students who don't choose to go that route, they've had this exposure and they are now serving as a source of education to their class as well as others of important work that bovine practitioners do in serving the livestock producers of this country, as well as the farmers, the ranchers, the livestock producers who are out there producing food for our nation. And that's a message that doesn't get out well enough, and I think that this program will serve in facilitating that message.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Nichols, and Pfizer, for hosting us to breakfast here at the Cattle Industry Convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.